Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
I want to thank Isaiah for that warm, wonderful introduction. I want to thank the 47,000 plus listeners who have listened to a show here on Home-Based Business 101 as we use the Blog Talk Radio platform to deliver messages on this platform. Today, we're bringing to you the National Black Unity News Show with host and publisher, Mr. David Murphy, and we will be discussing some issues that concern black folk in particular, but everybody in general. And so, you know, we want to go ahead and get this show started. Mr. Murphy, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing quite well. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Had to check on a lot of my friends down in North Carolina. You know, with the storm coming through and the amount of rain that they got off the phone with one colleague of mine who shared with me that they ended up with 30 inches of rain over the last couple of days, and it's raining now there. Fortunately, the area that he's in, they didn't have no flooding. So, you know, they've been spared from that. And there's a lot going on in the country right now. Issues around the weather, issues around the president, Donald Trump, who had another person who came forth and said he will cooperate with the investigation, which Donald Trump is calling a witch hunt. Because he does not want to admit that he, you know, he had to do something wrong. If he, you know, all of these different people are creating deals with the special prosecutor to be able to make sure that they can avoid trying to go to prison. So, you know, it's very interesting in terms of time and things and stuff that are going on. And then there's, you know, issues in our own backyard in terms of the upcoming governor, election for governor of Maryland, governor of Atlanta, then the governor of Florida. There's three different African Americans that are running each one of those positions, and they shared some interest at the Congressional Black Caucus about the racism that they are facing or face in terms of their candidacy and being able to just participate and just run on merit, which in most instances, we don't get the opportunity to do that. And the guy in Florida that's running, talked about how there was a commercial that referred to him in a derogative way, in the sense of saying, telling the voters, don't y'all monkey this up. You know, in terms of, you know, like, you know, if y'all let that nigga, you know, you're lacking a monkey. So, you know, and it's just interesting that 2018, that we still are confronted with these images that we are less than qualified to hold public office, you know, run, participate in elections and things of this nature. So, you know, we want to touch on a little bit of that today. And then also you got a new issue of the paper that's coming out, so we want to, you know, definitely touch on that today. So let's start with the with the Trump issue in terms of the guy Paul Manafort and him coming forth to cut a deal with the special prosecutor. Any comments or concerns around that?
Well, of course there is. You know, some things are just blatant, you know, straight up. And some will say it is what it is. Now, you know, here you say you mentioned 2018, and we still going through this ethnic, this racial thing that's taking place here in America and beyond. But I'm just going to make one point. If Obama had done just one of those things that President Trump has done, they would have had him up on impeachment charges by now. If his cabinet members or his associates have been found guilty of so many different charges and the ruckus in the White House, they would have thrown him out saying he's not fit for office. And based on this man's tweets and his characteristics and the people that surround him, the people who have left and abandoned him, yet you got over about half of the country still supports him. Now, what is the mindset of that? The mindset is, you know, like I said, it's much deeper than the president. He just the afterthought, the after effect. But this is something so deeply rooted in man himself, with his supposed to be intelligent being, will stoop so low to use the color of your skin as a scale to prove to one or try to assume to one that one is superior and one less is lesser. And it's a shame, and I think to God that he created all men equal. And we dilute God's work to this, in this day and time. Scientific facts have proven that all men come from us. It is a fact that no man is superior to another one. You know, but yet it doesn't register to a group of people that, they look at things in this manner. Now, you mentioned the governor. You know, I'm just saying, I'm in the media, and I know how media twists things around. I know about greed. I know about power. I know about territorial. I know about looking out for your own. But this is some serious times taking place because of what's taking place. Now, here we are, not only the country is in discord, on the brink of civil war. That's why I see it. But yet, we have alienated ourselves from those who we considered was friendly nations. But yet, this president embraces those who are supposed to be our enemies, hugs, embrace them, but belittles those who are supposed to be our friends. And what kind of mind, now like I said again, just gauge about Obama. If Obama had done just one of those things, where would he be and what would have been said? Half the country is not saying nothing. Those who are supposed to be elected officials are saying nothing, got their heads stuck in the sand. But yet they had plenty to say about Michelle Arms. They had plenty to say about he going to play golf every once in a while. This man played golf almost every weekend. Even he complained about Obama. Look what he's doing. Nobody's saying anything. So, you know, that just goes to show you that this thing is not going away. And so the only conclusion I can come up with is that they're going to continue to do them. And I think it's about high time for us as a people to start doing us. We have to take our eyes off. Of course, you have to be alert of what's going on around you and what your enemies are doing and everything else. But you also, while you're looking out, you need to, I said time and time again, you need to start looking within. And because that's where true power begins. But before I go any further, I just want to give a shout out to you. You mentioned this earlier in your broadcast about the people in North Carolina, South Carolina, and that geographical areas. I have a lot of people right there on the front lines of the storm. And right, it's a place called Whiteville, North Carolina. It's in Columbus County. It's one county over from the ocean. And that's where we hold our family reunions at, Whiteville, North Carolina. And my mother's from Florence, and my father's from Whiteville, North Carolina. So I'm sending out love and hope that everybody got out, because we did call down and make quite a few phone calls encouraging our family members to get out of there. And, of course, a lot of them, some of them older than I am, and they kind of set in their ways. We really had to, you know, really double down on some folks to get them to leave. They didn't go far, but at least they went far enough to go into a hotel someplace. They got out of Whiteville anyway. But I don't know about the whole family. It's a lot of us there, so I hope and pray that all is well and that, you know, my heart and prayer goes out to them. But getting back to your subject matter, with politics, and you were mentioning the governor's race and the slurs and the things that's being said against us, and even from the nomination of the Supreme Court justice, they got all kinds of allegations. They withholding papers. They doing all sorts of things. See, that's what power does when it protects its own. It looks like they make laws to protect their own. And I hate to keep saying this, but the handwriting is on the wall. And you and I had a mutual, what we call mentor. His name was Robert Clay. And, you know, I've never been one who really, that's not my lane, so to speak, is politics. I know the importance of it. And I know, you know, but Robert said something that was so profound to me one day. Because I said that to him one time. You know, and he told me, he said, you know what, though? I understand everybody don't have interest. They may not be your forte, but you know. But I always voted ever since I could. But he's told me, he said, you know, politics even regulate the air we breathe. And that was a profound statement to me because it's true. They regulate how much the type of food we eat, how much money we going to reserve, how much money we going to make. I mean, it's a powerful format. And yet we have people who's telling people not to vote. And they have their right to their opinions because they feel as though, I understand what they're saying, they feel as though no matter who you vote for, nothing will change. But if you check your history, a lot of things have changed because of voting. And so, you know, it's a tough argument to say not to vote because, like I say, even from your local politicians all the way up to on the national basis, it regulates just about everything. And so I encourage people more so than ever, you must. And that's why they're working so hard to distract you, even keep you from voting, putting in new laws. Gerrymandering, everything they're doing everything they can to stop us from voting. But there's power in the vote. And I encourage every man, woman who's able to vote, go out and do so. It can't hurt you. It can't hurt you no more if you don't, but if you don't vote, that means you're condoning what's taking place right now. And so, Brother Satavi, getting back around the president and his men and women around him, who constantly, I mean, I've been around people all my life. I've been around some crazy folks. I've been around gangsters. I've been around this, and I've been around politics. I've been around this, but I never, ever seen anything that's what's taking place in the White House right now. Straight up lying. Straight up. The mindset of a child. And another friend, you know, brought this to my attention. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're seeking a job in this country, you know, you have to have a certain type of qualification, even to be a dog catcher, even to be a chef, even to be a bricklayer, you have to have certain criteria that you have reached or some type of experience, or they're going to train you on the job. But why isn't there some type of criteria for the highest office in the land? Because it's surely, based on who this man is, and even in his track, he's not fit to run anything. He belongs in jail, and I said it, that's why I think he belongs, right in jail. He's been robbing and stealing from people, even in the business world. Having paid people, set up colleges, and took people, poor people money, I mean, all kind housing, everything else. But because they have power and money, it's a new set of rules. So that just goes to show you that we come a long way, but we got a long way to go. And so I encourage people, I encourage you strongly, by any means necessary, you get out there and vote. And even more importantly, find out what you're voting for. And I'm not saying vote black, vote white. Find out who has your best interests at heart. And so back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. It's very interesting that you brought up the voting issue because Michael Moore has a new movie out called 11-9, where he talks about the poisoning of people in Flint, Michigan with the water and how the governor of Michigan had reordered them not to take water from Lake Ontario, which was a supply of fresh water, to using water from the Flint River, and how in his movie he talked about how, you know, they had indicted a person in charge of the health department and charged him with murder because of the poisoning of the water system in Flint, Michigan, and that how Flint, Michigan as a city was very, very responsible for the rise of the middle class in the 1930s that led to people getting unions and becoming unionized, something that I didn't really know. I didn't know the history of the union movement, but he broke that thing down, and I encourage people to go on Facebook and put in Michael Moore, and a series of different videos will come up where he explains the whole argument and the town hall meetings that he had where they aired and had citizens from Flint who talked about the horrific conditions of the water and how those that have relatives in Detroit, which is an hour away, that once a week, for those that have transportation, they ride to Detroit so they can take a shower or a bath and bottle up as much water as they can to try to last for a week. Because the water is that bad with the lead and everything else that's in it. But, I mean, we have a government that's actually poisoned the water system. And he spells it out. He says the reason they poisoned the water system, he says, because Flint, Michigan is a majority African-American city of poor people nowadays, where back in the day, he said, when the unions were in place, you know, they had affordable health care. So everybody had free health care, but it was, you know, was through the union. They had decent jobs because it was through the union. And you know, it's just horrific that we got places like Flint that has a poisoned water system where the people cannot drink the water. They cannot bathe in the water. And this one lady on there who they've interviewed, she talked about how, you know, when her son would take a bath or a shower, that, you know, would cause him to break out. And I mean, just something as simple as using water and how they've used water as a weapon to, you know, to do what they have done to the poor people in Flint.
Well, brother, speaking on that same note, see, this is why I say it's of serious times. Very serious times. You know, not even the water here in Baltimore, they haven't used the water systems in our school system almost around 10 years now. Because the water's turned that much lead and stuff within our water here in through the fountains. But the thing that you just mentioned, the repercussions, the government allowing these things to happen. Now, you lived in the area where they had flooded out, and we just talking about hurricanes and things like that and Katrina, and you seen what the government did to the people there. Yet, but when people in Asia, China, and all of them different places, they had ships and boats and everything. When them people got in disasters, they was over there in no time. But yeah, here in their own backyard, things like this could happen because of people of color. Now, just go, no, we ain't got to go, we just go last year. Puerto Rico, look what they did to them people over there. Look how long it just took them to get, like they just getting electricity on. Look how many people died, and this man have oh my goodness, I get so upset. You know, man, and he had the audacity to get on there and talk about how well they've done, and they're going to lie about it. That's how blatant they are. I mean, straight up in these people's city. Can you imagine if you lost all these people around you and you lived there and you get to see the president of the United States get up there and just lie with his pompous man, you know, well, any case, but You know, things like this, man, you know, and people say, well, you know, they don't believe the government would do this or the government would allow that. And so this is a sign of the time. That's why I said we have to be extremely vigilant of what's taking place in and around us. That's why it's extremely important to vote, because there's precedents being set. There are rules to be there. Things are actually being reversed at a rapid pace. And if we're not careful, people may think, well, David, that's too far. No, the government won't. And the government will kill you, poison your water. You don't think, and they keep you with low wages. They put you in penal institutions and everything like that with the proportion that's 67% black. Here we are 15-20% of the population, but in the jail system, we're the majority. And then they get free labor. We worth more now in jail than we was in slavery. And the doping of our children, how drugs get into our communities and stuff like that, killing us, making us walking around like zombies. And you tell me that you know, well, you know, these things don't happen like this. Yes, they do, and they are happening all around. Just look, you can walk up and down Pennsylvania Avenue and bought it, and it look like the television show with them zombies on it. Men, women, and children walking around, walking dead. But yet you can go to another part of the city, you can almost eat off the ground. The tales of two different cities in one city. But see, people don't realize that how trying times are. Yes, it's progress, but people are progressing. They're going backwards. They're getting rid of you. You know, this is systematically, a lot of things are happening to us. This is just the tip of the iceberg, but there's so many other areas that's being, like I say, people, this is not a drill. This is warfare. Brother Satai, I can tell you, you know, you can tell that I'm getting basically upset, but you know, I'm going to go back to you. Let me calm down a little.
Okay, brother. Yeah, I could tell you a whole lot of stories about Katrina, man. You know, and that's another show that we can do down the road on disasters and disaster relief. I'm pretty sure, you know, people are facing it in North Carolina. Like I said, my wife, you know, I was over at my parents' house over the weekend, you know, and she was texting me back and forth to make sure that I was checking on people on our team that we have that's a part of our travel business team to make sure that they were safe and all right and all of that. And she told me, she said, you know, the way this storm is coming through North Carolina, he said, it's worse than Katrina. And, I mean, Katrina had some tremendous atrocities that people went through. I remember a friend of mine telling me about they got on a plane when they was being airlifted out, and the National Guard told them, say, we ought to drop y'all off in Africa because, say, y'all smell horrible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man.
And then another friend of mine told me, said, you know, that he was somewhere and they came through and they were rounding everybody up and put them in the back of a National Guard truck and then took them to a place. And he said he thought that they was taking them somewhere and it was going to line them up and then shoot them or whatever, but he was taking them somewhere. And then when he took them to where they had to get to, they got airlifted to Omaha, Nebraska. And he said he did is, he said the little bit of money that they gave him, because people think people got a lot of money out of the Katrina deal. Folk didn't get that much. I mean, we got three FEMA checks. It was another story. And he said what he did, he said he made sure he took that money and he got on the first thing he could find getting back to the South. He said, because he said, I'm a Southern bird. He said, I ain't a Northern bird. I don't know how to survive in the North with the cold snow and ice. He says, I lived in New Orleans all my life. So what he did, he got on a bus and got to Jackson, Mississippi. And then once the water had resided in New Orleans, then he found a way to get to New Orleans so that he could, you know, restake his claims to the land that he was used to. I mean, you know, we all territorial in the sense that we get accustomed and adjusted to certain kind of surroundings. And when we do, you know, that's a place that, you know, we call home. And people, you know, like in the movie The Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home. You know, and so that's, you know, something to keep in mind, that everybody has a home, and if you have a home, then, you know, home is where, people say home is where the heart is. And also, I was listening to Cornel West, and he's talking about how his grandmother used to tell him, say, you know, God dwells within. So make sure you leave some heaven behind. And, you know, so he said he always tried to live by that principle of making sure that he leave some heaven behind in terms of encounters and stuff that he had with people. And, you know, the thing about that particular statement is that, you know, we have to begin to make sure that, as he talked about, not to have ourselves defined as a problem. You know, it's not that we are a problem. It is, the situation is the inhumanity done to human beings, and that is the problem. The problem is not a black problem, a Negro problem, or as you said, a Jewish problem, or, you know, a Chinese problem. It's the problem of how humans treat one another and what is done to one another. So, you know, I just thought that was some interesting comments and stuff from him. But the bigger issue again is what's taking place. And as he said, he says that the country's on the verge, as you said earlier, on the verge of civil war, and that, you know, that, because he said, you know, Trump is a gangster. And that, unfortunately, he says, you know, there's not an ounce of, quote-unquote, do-good or Christian blood that flows through this man. And, you know, we need to all be mindful of who we're dealing with. Michael Moore, he comes out very clear in his movie. He has, I was So I haven't seen the movie yet. The movie gets released on September 21st. But part of the review says that he has pictures of Adolf Hitler in the movie, but Donald Trump's voice behind the animated scenes that he has of Hitler in the movie. And if we know the history of how Hitler came into power, he came into power by one, burning down one of the legislative halls that Germany had and try to make it look like somebody else had did it. So, you know, nothing, put nothing past these people who are rootless, heartless, and cutthroat. Also, he mentions in the movie that we need to do away with the Electoral Congress, he says, because the Republicans, the last time they won the popular vote was 1988. He said they have not won the popular vote since 1988. And the Democrats have won the popular vote every time since 1988. You know, and he talked about how we ended up with President-elect, which was George Bush, when he was put into office based on the dangling chads in the recount, and Al Gore lost the election. The Supreme Court had to rule on it. So, you know, it's very interesting when we look at the issues that we are confronted with and faced with in terms of what's going on in the country and how all of this stuff ties into displacement and us not having a voice amongst the voiceless.
Yeah, let me ask you another question, too. Now, I just noticed this on the news, but I was trying to find it as you were speaking about this. I don't know if he was a police officer or a Border Patrol guard that killed about five women. And here he is supposed to be protecting the border, but he's around here killing people. And but soon as someone from over the border murders somebody here in the United States, especially if they're a white person, the president and everybody else got something to say about it. Here, this man supposed to be protecting the border. He's around here killing people. And see, this is the kind of, but nobody will see, you don't hear nothing now. They quiet that up. You don't hear that. See, the president, everybody, vice president, everybody gets on and get on their podium and speak about so they can prove their point. Now here they got somebody who they put in charge there. Now he's a mass murderer, but no, they're not a peep. See, this is kind of propaganda that takes place with people and a lot of us running around here thinking everything is A-OK and that life is fair and that we have to go along to get along. We have to understand that, yes, we do have power. We need to learn how to use that power. That's why I always said, you know, we spend quite a bit of money in this country. We, black people, African-American, indigenous people of this country, if we even just stop spending our money, this country will fall to its knees. God help us that we support one another, empower one another. That would be the biggest nightmare in this country's history, because we would turn everything upside down. That's why they do everything within their power to keep us from doing that. But in any case, you know, you know, I can understand when you look at a big picture sometimes, and you say, well, I can't make so much of this. Yes, you can. You start with yourself. You can't be accountable for nobody else but yourself. And then when you're accountable to you and you do the right thing, and then if the next man do the right thing, that's how we conceive power. And that's how we can yield our power. You know, we can't wait on for everybody else to do what needs to be done. You do what needs to be done. You make a difference. Because like I said, you can take a pinhead and put it into the largest ocean in the world, and you altered that ocean. And so people, again, you know, this is nightmarish time, but, you know, there's hope. And like I say, the hope lies within yourself. And so all we have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to do for ourselves, look out for one another, and trust God. Trust yourself and do the right thing, and I guarantee you, not only will your life change, but your family life will change, our communities will change, and our country will change. But we have to stand up. We can't sit back. We cannot rely on somebody else to do what we can do for ourselves. So I encourage you, you know, use the power that God gave you within. Back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. My grandmother used to say, charity starts at home and spreads abroad. She always tell me, say, you know, what you need to do, she says, son, make sure you take care of your family, yourself first, and then your family. She says, and everything else will follow suit.
Amen. But in any case, I just want to move on to another subject. You know, I just want to give, you know, I know we're going a little over, but, you know, you mentioned that, you know, the National Black Unity News is we're coming out with our last issue of the year, the October, November, December issue. And it will be out October the 1st. And I want to encourage, while yet there's still time, if you like to put some advertisement in the publication, you can give me a call at 443-455-2373. It's that time of the year again. The holiday season's upon us. And if you have products, goods, or services that you want to promote locally as well as nationwide and beyond, you need to give us a call. Not only are we affordable, but we are extremely effective. And we have a lot of other tools in place, such as this radio show, the newspaper, and many other tools that we have that can assist you to get you where you want to go. But like I say, with everything, you have to make the first step. You know, pick up the phone, call me, call us, and we can help. We can assist you. I like to let people know that I'm a servant to servants. And if you're willing to serve our people, to help our people, if you got products, goods, and services that can help our people or serve our people, give me a call. I'm not hard to get. Let's reason together. We need to support one another. We need to let people know who we are, what we are, and what we are doing, and how we are doing it. And we cannot put our light up under a bushel. We got to let the light shine. Because like I said, I've met so many wonderful people over the years who got great products, goods, and services, put their blood, sweat, and tears into their businesses and their services, but they failed to do one thing. They failed to take it to the next level. They failed to promote and advertise. And I just want to use this scenario so that maybe you fully understand. Why do you think McDonald's, as well known as they are, constantly and consistently putting advertisement out there? I'm going to tell you why. Because if they don't, the Burger King, the Pizza Huts, and everybody else will overtake them. Before you know, they'll be, you won't even know about them. Their franchise will dwindle to nothing. So you have to make yourself known. You have to put yourself out there. If a Fortune 500 company has to do that, who do you think you are not to do it? And so, like I said, and then we own less than 1% of the media. And I hate to say this, but it's a fact. The larger community is not going to support you. They don't care how good your products or services are. They really don't care. Because they're looking at you. But see, they understand one principle, though. They understand when they support people who look like them, they're supporting themselves. They're supporting their future generations. And you have to be that light conscious minded. See, when you support another brother and sister that's doing the right thing, I'm not saying support those who are not doing right. Support those who are doing the right thing. And when you do that, you enlarge in your territory, you enlarge in our community, and you enlarge in our futures. And so we own less than 1% of the press. And like I say, most of those people, you could take your money and advertise to a lot of larger communities, but they, you just throwing money in the wind. You're wasting money because they're not coming to visit you. They're not coming to support you. Now, if you want to be a wise steward of your money and you want to reach your target market, which is going to be us, people that looks like you, I suggest that you get with the National Black Unity News, and you can reach me at David Murphy, the National Black Unity News, at 443-455-2373, or you can contact Brother Jahi at this radio station. He'll give you out his number, but, you know, he can have you on the show or do commercials, whatever, but he can help you. And so I just want to throw that in there, Brother Satawi, and I'm back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, we put in our advertisement on this show. This show is brought to you by The Vortex. What is The Vortex? The Vortex is a online consumer booking site that allows you, the consumer, to save 85 to 90% of the time you will beat the online price of Expedia and Priceline. A lot of people think, you say Expedia and Priceline, you think, oh, well, you know, well, I book with Hotels.com, that's owned by Expedia. I book with Orbitz, that's owned by Expedia. See, they have these different online booking sites, but the bottom line is you need to know who the parent company is in terms of the booking sites, and that's why their prices are usually very close to one another, maybe $2 here, $4 there, but in most cases, it's going to be pretty much in terms of what we call parity, where they get together, they collusion, where, you know, that's one of the things Donald Trump be talking about, that there was no collusion with the Russians and all of that, but the hotel industry, the online booking industry, they get together and they make sure that their prices, that what price so-and-so offers, that is usually within $2 to $3, you know, no more than $5 in terms of a price difference. Well, what we do is we have an algorithm that goes out and searches for the cheapest online consumer booking price, and then we beat that price by 37%. So make sure that you go to www.myvortex365.com/MU Group, Movements Unlimited Group, and you will be able to create your free account so that you can start saving on your hotel bookings. And just think about when these disasters come, people have to flee and go somewhere. You're going to go stay in a hotel. You're forced to. You don't have a choice. You're forced to. The weather, Mother Nature, forces you to have to make some decisions about where you're going to go, where you're going to stay, because you got to flee the area. And there was close to 3 million people that had to evacuate to get away from the storm's path and the flooding and the rains and all of that. And they had to find higher ground, not only find higher ground, but find a hotel in higher ground where they could stay. Now just imagine if those people had a Vortex booking engine and the ramifications of what that would do for people who are promoting the Vortex and getting that information out, and the economic change that that would bring about for one, the consumer, the monies that they would save. You know, we had for the year 2017, the Vortex helped save over $5 million for people who used it. $5 million saved. So it's a powerful, powerful tool that is being used to transfer wealth from one segment of the population to another segment of the population. And then nobody asked for permission. People just went about doing it. So we want to make sure that you get your voice, your hands on your vortex to make sure that you have, and again, I repeat, it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. You own a vortex. You just go online, go to you got to get it from a vortex owner. Go to www.myvortex365.com/MU group, and you can create your free account and start your very own travel savings program. And again, the holiday season is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. The people are going to go visit family members. And so it's the busiest travel time of the year in terms of the holiday season. So do not get stuck and be out there without having a savings vehicle that can allow you, the consumer, to be able to save and beat the Expedia and Priceline price 85 to 90% of the time. 85 to 90% of the time, you will come out cheaper. We wanted to get that in there so that people know what's going on in the travel industry. We also have a program that we're implementing this fall, and that article will be in the National Black Unity News. It's called Travel Intern to Travel Agent in 90 Days. No startup capital. The value of this opportunity is worth over $25,000. No startup capital. You just take and let us train you. We do that through our nonprofit, Movements Unlimited, and we will show you how and help you also earn income through being able to give out vortex links to your friends, your family, people that you know, and have you, whatever they say, that's what you earn, and then also help you with being able to market the vortex and also market our travel agency through the Movements Unlimited Travel Group. So make sure you give me a call at 252-458-3712 so that we can get you connected and hooked up. So we want to make sure that you do that. And, you know, we thank all of those. We thank you in advance for your support. And we thank you in advance for opening your eyes and taking and claiming your prize. You know people out there who are all looking for ways to earn extra money during the holidays. Some people sell Christmas trees. Some people, you know, they do other type things. Sell cookies, sell candy. Trying to find a way to earn some extra money for the holidays. Well, our travel intern to travel agent program is a great program for stay-at-home moms, college students, seniors, anybody that's looking to find a way to earn some extra income. So please, please, give me a call at 252-458-3712, and we can get you hooked up. Back to you, Dave.
Okay, fantastic. You know, I concur. You know, when you hear opportunity, you can't use excuses anymore. You know, not to do what you need to do to take care of our own. And so, ladies and gentlemen, there you have. You heard it from me. You heard it from Brother Satawi. And there's a host of us out there all across the country who provide great and wonderful services. And we need to take advantage of it. They say, seek and you shall find. Ask and it will be given to you. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. We must do our part. And our part is to support your family, support your home, support your large group, support your extended family. And when we do that, ladies and gentlemen, we empowering ourselves. And, Brother Satari, I know we have a few minutes left on the airways, but, again, I want to give a shout-out and a sincere prayer to those in the Carolinas and anybody else who's affected by the storms that's taking place. And, you know, on one side of the country, we flooding. On the other side of the country, we are having fires. You know, this is some crazy times. And everything in between. But in any case, you know, God's still in control. And so with God being in control, therefore, with God on your side, you really can't lose, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, you have to do your part. But in any case, you know, a lot of things are taking a place across the country, not only, like you say, in the world of politics. And, you know, we have a powerful election coming up. You know, it can change. This election can really, really change things. And, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this to you. Exercise your rights. Exercise your right to vote. Do you know, if you knew your history, do you know how many people died for this right? How many people got bitten and spat upon and lynched for this opportunity? Don't take this thing lightly. This is a serious act. And right now, this is the country we're in, and this is how they operate. So if we had to operate within, then let's use that tool for our benefit. And what you say, it ain't do you no good. Well, then pick the lesser of two evils then. That's an advantage. So, ladies and you get out there and vote, and you encourage other people to vote because voting do change things. And when I'm talking about voting, next thing you know, see, we need to support our politicians. You know, give them our agenda. See, you know, when they get money and stuff from outside resources, then they have to be accountable to these folks. But see, that's how we must support our. We just can't talk about what this person doing. You know, you just can't talk about what they're doing and what they're not doing. You have to get actively involved. Now, I do what I can. I tell you, that's not my thing, but I tell you one thing. I vote every year, and I do things what you call through subliminal messages. I tell you, you go exercise your right. But, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say this to you. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but I do know that this day, I thank God for this opportunity to be on this radio show. See, people don't understand how rare. I say we own less than 1% of the media. This is a rare opportunity in this country to be on black media, talking about a black agenda, talking about black issues, talking about black solutions, how we can help ourselves. And it's rare because 99% of the information we get is coming from outside resources. And so I'm saying to you, do you know what you know? I don't have to keep saying this to you, but I will until it happens. Look at yourself. Look at that man or woman in the mirror. You'd be surprised how much power you possess. And see, when you do, you're only accountable to you, but when you're accountable to you, and then your fellow man is accountable to themselves, and then if I'm accountable to you, to myself, I'm accountable to you because you are part of, you are the extension of me. And ladies and gentlemen, like I say, I'm pleased with you. I love my people. But I know we got a lot of work to be done, but I do know there's a lot of resources out here that's doing everything within their power to keep us from getting us where we need to be. And so I pray to God. I pray for your strength. I pray that you do the right thing because a lot is at stake. Not only is your life, your children's lives, your children's lives at stake. And we cannot take this thing lightly. Get out there, vote. Get out there, support your policy. Get out there, get active in it. Let them know what your agenda is. Brother Satari, I appreciate you, sir, because I know this takes a lot of time and effort to put this show together. and I appreciate the opportunity that you allowed me to be on this show, because, like I say, it is rare, and it's an honor, and it's a privilege. And I appreciate you, man, and you keep doing what you're doing, you know, our future. You know, we got work, you know, we did some work in the past, but, you know, we got a lot of work before us. And I thank God that, you know, you and I, we get up every morning with an agenda. And our agenda, ladies and gentlemen, is you. And I thank you, brother. Back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you also, David. I appreciate the opportunity to be a national editor, national travel editor, with National Black Unity News newspaper. And, you know, I'm very, very thankful for that opportunity. I do not take it lightly. Also, as we're wrapping up for the day, we have two callers on. One is my wife. Let me see if she has a comment or something she'd like to share. Cynthia, you have anything you want to share?
Yes. First of all, I'm very thankful to God that that we have this access to the media display. I'm thankful that you brothers both are on here. You, David Murphy. Thankful that I heard most of your message, which I had listened to it from the very beginning. The meat and potatoes of what you were talking about. I just want to say something real quickly. You know, Robert Kiyosaki wrote a book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and he also has the thing about the four quadrants. You know, you can be employed, you can be self-employed, I believe business owner, and then you have entrepreneur, and you have an investor. And I haven't just entered, I've been investing in myself and in others for years. I still have you, David, so have you, Satal, and so many of us with the Black Unity News, by just helping other people. But also there's an investment opportunity. Right now, my sister and I and Satal are participating in a company that has pre-IPOs and a company that is working on transportation at the global level. They've already got contracts with Dubai. They've already got contracts in India and the U.K., and we want people to understand a pre-IPO is the initial public offering. You get the opportunity to participate in buying stock before it hits the stock market and buy packages that will have stock attached to it, okay? And we want to invite people to a Zoom presentation. If you want to know more about that, we just need you to be able to contact me by texting me your name and say, I want to know more about these pre-IPOs at 252-406-0774, 252-406-0774. And I want to say just one more thing about that, and that is that you're able to do this by being able to purchase a package for as low as a one-time fee of $10. One-time fee of $10. Everybody on this call probably has that. And so you don't have to, you know, you don't have to break your bike in order to participate. But let me know by texting me so you can get on the call. The second thing I wanted to say is very quickly, on C-SPAN this morning, C-SPAN 2, they had Book Club. They had writers, and they had a forum for these writers. And what they were talking about was this economic piece that we're facing right now. And they were talking about how the big conglomerates, when you want to go work nowadays, they're not offering you 40 hours anymore. They're offering you 12 hours and 29 hours. I know this for a fact because I work for JCPenney. And I watched it as it dismantled people's lives by just offering people who've been working for 36 and 38 hours, they cut their hours down to 20. So I'm saying all that to say that what David and Satole is saying is so true. You have to participate as an investor. You have to participate as an entrepreneur. You have to rearrange and redesign your life because these powers to be are doing what they want to do. On the other ticket of that, and I can't go into it right now because I don't have all my information in front of me, but I got off the C-SPAN. But the things that these authors were talking about are things that a lot of people are experiencing, but they're not paying enough attention to. okay? They're not paying enough attention to it because on their day-to-day grind, by the time they get up and go to work and come in, they don't even know what has happened to them. So these jobs have found a way, these big conglomerates have found a way by hiring you for under the 40 hours, they don't have to what? Pay for what? Health insurance, right? There are things they don't have to offer you. At the same time, they design things so that it's very difficult for some people to even work two jobs because they give you a schedule that might have you working 9 to 1 o'clock one day and 3 to 7 another day. Well, you know, it's very difficult to pick up another job and work in between that. But if you have your own business, now you could begin to find a way. Even if you have one of those jobs that's not giving you a lot of hours, you can find a way to be able to control some of your own destiny, control some of your own hours. And it's very important. I really highly suggest that people pay more attention to what's going on by looking at C-SPAN and just, you know, these different other channels so you kind of know the Bloomberg, so you know more about the investing. We've got to keep up and pay more attention to what is going on so that we're more educated. And the last thing I want to say is this voting thing. That's what I want to say, David. This voting piece, they talked about that on C-SPAN too, okay? They interviewed people from Flint, Michigan. And they had this piece on it, and they were saying they had people on who had not voted. Now, let me tell you why they didn't vote. They did not want to vote for the lesser of two evils. However, it didn't end there. Instead of saying that they're not voting, which they didn't vote on certain issues, the presidency or whatever it was they didn't vote on, they got involved, as you're saying, David, with the political process. And a lot of these people are now running for office. So as David was saying earlier, get involved. Get involved in the issues. Be a part of an organization. Help the people who are running. You know, there's a platform that you believe in. But whatever you do, when you get up in the morning, you have to have a purpose, and you need to be involved in what's going on in your life. And those are the things that I wanted to share. But I want to thank you for this platform for Towering, and who's my husband. And I want to thank David Murphy, who's been out there for a long, long time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Cynthia, for your comments. Okay, we have another caller that's on the line. 843-610. You're on Home Base Business 101, Blog Talk Radio. You have any comments? Anything you'd like to share?
Yeah, greetings. My name is Ed. I got on kind of late, but I'm definitely gonna look in your archives and check out this site. I like what I've been hearing. I like what you guys are doing, especially your Empress, what she just spoke to. You know, we need to realize that no matter what we do, no matter what color clothes we put on to walk out, no matter if we choose to frown or smile, we control our life by choices. You know, your beginning and your end starts in your mind. So the way you feel or think is basically what's going to create your day, you know. And there's a lot of people that you can go to YouTube and listen to, like Jim Rohn. He says money's not important, but it's up there next to oxygen, you know. And the quadrants of Kiyosaki, that's powerful too. I definitely appreciate you all, and I just want to say that, and I salute you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for those comments, sir. And that's going to wrap up our show for today. And we're going to do is we're going to close out with our theme song. You got any closing comments, David?
Yes. We have about a week left on the 20th. We're going to close off the advertisement campaign for this upcoming issue. So if you want to put something in the National Black Unity News nationwide publication, you can reach David Murphy, the publisher, at 443-455-2373. You can also look at the publication online at www.nationalblackunitynews.com. Thank you, sir, and back to you.
All right. Thank you so much, David. Okay, we're going to do is we're going to close out with our theme song. And it's called It's My Time. And
people really to listen to this. It's a powerful, powerful song by Paul Hoffman. And he just talks about seizing the time in terms of your personal life. Okay, that concludes today's broadcast. Have a blessed day, and remember, it's my time.